Please join me in reading the Zohar from the Parsha of Chukat. We're reading from part one, which is, this is the ordinance of the Torah. Verse one. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kodeneh aleinu maaseh yadeinu kodenehu. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe v'el Acharon le'emor zot kukat ha-Torah. Asher tziva Hashem lemor vegomer. Rabbi Yosef patach v'zot haTorah asher sham sam Moshe lifnei Bnei Yisrael tachat tzimilin dioraita kadishin inun ilayin Inun matikin, inun kemadiktiv, hanechemadim, mizachav, umipaz, rav, umtukim, midvash, vegomer, mandishtadal, beoraita, keilu kaem, Kol yoma al tura desine v'kabil oraita ahidiktiv hayom hazeh nihiyata le'am v'ha ukmuha habraya. And Hashem spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, this is the ordinance of the Torah, which Hashem has commanded. Rabbi Yossi opened the discussion, saying, and this is the Torah which Moses set before the children of Israel. Come and see, the words of the Torah are holy, lofty, and sweet, as it is written. More to be desired are they than gold, and much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey. It is as if whoever studies the Torah stands every day at Mount Sinai and receives the Torah. This is what it says. This day you are become a people. And the friends have already set the explanation. This verse, while it's not directly clear, this verse is essentially asking the question, why does it say the ordinance of the Torah in referring to chukat, in referring to a law? Why is the law of chukat, the law of the red heifer, the para aduma, why is it called the ordinance of the Torah? Why isn't it just called a law? Chukat, why does it have to say the word Torah? That's really the question that's being hinted at in this verse. Verse 2. Ketiv hakazot chukat ha-Torah uktiv v'zot ha-Torah ma-bein he-lehai ela raza ila'a Hu vehaki uli ifna vezot haTorah leachaza kola biYehuda hadulach lela kani bekudsha barichu leishtacha kola had begine kach vezot haTorah. Amai tosefet vav ela ha-itmar le'achaza'a de'kola chad bila Peruda Vizot Kalal Ufrat Kahada Dekar Venukba Ufkich Vizot Hatora Vadai Aval Zot Bila Tosefet Vavukat Hatora Vadai Vila Hatora Dina Dioraita Gazera Dioraita. It is written here, this is the ordinance of the Torah. And it is also, and this is the Torah. But it is not written the ordinance by itself. What is the difference between this and that? He responds, it is a lofty secret, and that is what we learned. The words, and this is the Torah, are to show that all is in one unison, and to unite the congregation of Israel, that is Malchut, with the Holy One, blessed be He, that is Zeranpin, so that all will be one. Therefore, and this is the Torah, why is there the addition of and, the Hebrew word vav, to this? It is only to show that as we are taught, all is one without division. The words and this indicate the general and the particular, namely male and female combined together. Since vav is male, that is zeranpin, which is general. And this is female, meaning malchut, which is particular. Therefore, it is assuredly written, and this is the Torah to indicate Zeranpin and the Nukva in one unison. However, this without the additional Vav is specifically the ordinance of the Torah, which is Malchut that is considered the ordinance. And it emanates from Zeranpin, which is considered the Torah. But is not the Torah itself, which is Zeranpin. It is only the law of the Torah, the decree of the Torah, which is Malchut. So here it's answering the question and explaining that there is a difference between the word Zot, which means this, and Vizot, which means and this. And it is especially expressing that the difference is the word Zot represents Malchut, and it represents the written law, the Talmud, essentially. The Zohar as well, but primarily it usually refers to the Talmud. And that when it says Vizot, it's talking about Zeranpin and Malchut together in unity. That represents mercy, a sweetening of the judgment. Whereas the word this represents judgment. And this verse of the Zohar is coming to start that understanding. Verse 3. Tachatzi zot asher leleviyim v'lav zot deha mesitra dedina ka atyan v'lav mesitra derachame amar Rabbi Yehuda v'hakativ v'zot asu lachem v'chayu v'da b'levae Itmar v'yat amrat, zot v'la, v'zot al v'day, haki hu ugra, mokach mandi achid, samadi mota, ila ya'arav be'sama, dechaye ha'v'day yemut v'ad, Vizot asu lachem v'chayu, v'lo yamutu begin de sama, techaye me'urav bachade, vizot asu v'chayu v'lo yamutu vadai, v'dot Itzterit lehu vilazot vagine kach zot vahatora mamash beYehuda had beYehuda shalim kalala didvar venukba vavhe zot Hashem bilchodo ve'ad zot hukat ha'torah. Come and see, it is written, this is that which belongs to the Levites. It is not written, and this, with a vav, since they emerge from the side of judgment, which is from the left side, and from the side of malchut that is rejected from the left, and not from the angle of compassion, which is their unpin. Therefore, this it is written without a vav, meaning malchut, without their unpin. Rabbi Yehuda said, yet it is written, and this do to them, and that they may live. Here this is with a vav, and it is said about the Levites, and yet you say that the Levites are the aspect of this, and not of and this. He said to him, it is most certainly so, that they are in the aspect of and this. The scripture proves that whoever holds on to deadly poison, spices, but does not blend into it life-giving spices, will certainly die. Therefore it is written, and this do to them, and that they may live, meaning that this, which is the secret of Malchut, considered the tree of death, should join with Vav, which is their unpin, the tree of life, and not die. This is because the spice of life is mixed with it. Therefore, and this do to them, that they may live and not die, since they require, and this and not this. Therefore, the verse, and this is the Torah, indicates that it really is actually in one union, a union of total perfection, male and female, in one inclusion. That is the secret of Vav-He. However, this, alone without the Vav, is a He alone without a Vav. That is Malchut without Zeran Pin. About this it is written, this is the ordinance of the Torah. This verse is talking about, it's continuing the discussion talking about the difference between Zot and Vizot, and talking about times where it's, even though it talks about the Levites as being left column and coming from the frame of judgment, sometimes you have to inject mercy in order to keep them alive and the whole concept of the left column alive, because nothing can withstand strict judgment, totally judgment, until someone becomes righteous. And then even in the physical world, it is said, there's no righteous person who doesn't sin, because the measuring stick, as someone elevates and purifies, the evaluations and the consideration of what they should know and do becomes much more direct and much more involved. And so as someone elevates, becomes more of a righteous person, doing more of the right things, there'll still be a point where they will sin by virtue of them knowing that they should do something, but being too tired, too lazy, too whatever. And so they make the mistake. And that's what this verse is referring to, saying that everybody has to have some mercy sometime. And that's the end of the first section. Would you like me to continue, or are you feeling too tired?
How long is the next section?
Well, the next